Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I assist you today?
There was a charge on my account, on my statement. I ordered an introductory bottle or whatever for $7.45 or $6.70, whichever ones. There was two of them. And then after that, now there's a $92 charge and a $91 charge, which I did not authorize, and I do not agree with, and I didn't get anything for it, and I don't want anything for it, so I want it credited immediately.
May I have your best zip code, please, ma'am?
My what?
Your zip code, please.
I still don't understand you.
May I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
Oh, to where I am right now, 29485.
29485.
Uh-huh.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Karen Kissel, K-I-S-S-E-L.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me locate that account.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, ma'am. So for security purpose, may you please provide me with your shipping address?
Shipping address is 305 Oleander Way, Somerville, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I see that you placed an order for the keto aspirin, which helps have all natural ingredients, reduce your appetite, and speed up your metabolism. So when you order this product, ma'am, you was on the 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product. When you paid the $4.95 and $5.95, that was for the shipping and handling.
I only received one bottle, and I've never heard that or seen that. I only got one bottle. I don't want any more. And that's – No, I want it credited in my account immediately.
Okay, ma'am, the information that I just provided to you about the 14-day trial that you was on, I can give you the same website. You can go back on there and see for yourself that it have terms and conditions on that website. You also had to agree to the terms and conditions to place this order, ma'am, because if you never agreed to the terms and conditions, this order could not be placed, ma'am.
I would never have agreed to that. So there must be some mistake. And if you're not going to help me, then I will call the bank again and have them do a stop payment because I'm not paying for something I didn't ask for nor want. And if I knew that that were the situation, I would have never ordered it. It was my understanding that it was one bottle was a free try or a free whatever, and I had to pay for shipping.
Okay,
that
ma'am.
Was my understanding.
When you agreed to it, you had to check the box. I know one box asked you, are you 18 years or older? So when you checked in that box, ma'am, the terms and conditions popped up as well.
I'm not paying $92 or $91,
okay,
whichever
yes,
one it was. I have two different charges, and they gave me another number to call a different company, but it's the same deal because they put me in the club for some cleanse thing, and I only did the one bottle. I didn't even want that, but I took it. I want my money refunded, or I'm calling Bank of America back and
okay,
they can
yes,
deal with it.
Yes, ma'am.
They told me to deal with you first.
Yes, ma'am. So when you do call Bank of America back and you dispute those charges, what will happen, they will put that money back in your account, but they'll also do an investigation and see what's going on, ma'am. And when they call in, we will give them the same information that I just provided to you about you was on a 14-day trial. So what will happen, we'll send them over a copy of the terms and conditions or provide the website for them.
So you're
so going to
waste my time and your time, and I'm going to get my money back. So what's going to happen? Because I did not agree. I don't care what you think it said. I never saw that. I never read that. And I would never agree to that.
Okay, ma'am.
And I've been charged this and received nothing. So it doesn't matter. I don't want it anyway. So either you can refund my money or we can go through the bank. Or better yet, let me talk to your supervisor. How about that?
Okay, ma'am, with the same information I just provided to you, the supervisor will provide you with the same information. So I'd be more than glad to assist you with this account. So since you did saying that you didn't see the terms and condition, ma'am, I can do a courtesy thing for you today. And with that courtesy, or with me doing a courtesy, I can give you a 35% refund.
No, I want a full refund.
Okay, give me a brief moment. Let me see what option that they do give me. Give me just a brief moment, please.
This is why people shouldn't order anything online.
Okay, ma'am. So the next option of what I got approved that I can do for you by a supervisor, they told me I can go ahead and give you a 50% refund back on that charge, ma'am, and get this account canceled out for you.
I'm getting a full refund, so if I need to talk to the supervisor, let me, please.
Okay, give me a brief moment. Let me see. Okay, so when you talked to the bank, did you dispute these charges already, ma'am?
No, I didn't. Well, yes, they did, but they told me to call you first to see if I could.
Okay, so you did or didn't. That's what I'm trying to make sure.
They told me to call you first before I did a claim. They said to call them back after I spoke to you.
Okay, give me just a moment. Just a brief moment, ma'am. Let me place you on hold. Okay, ma'am. So I do apologize for placing you on a brief hold. So my supervisor went ahead and approved me to give you a 75% refund back on both of those charges.
I'm getting a full refund, so however you want to do it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a brief moment, okay? Hello?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can you give me just a moment, please? Okay, just a moment. I'm still here. So I'm going to go ahead. She did approve of me to give you a full refund. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that refund for $92.90 and $81.90. And if you give me just a moment, I'm going to get this account canceled out for you, and I will be able to provide you with your cancellation number as well. So give me just a moment, please.
Okay, could I ask you real quick, they gave me another number for the other amount. Are you doing both, or do I have to call the other number
ma'am.
As well?
Yes, I want to take care of both of them.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And again,
I
did not receive anything else, so please don't send me anything else.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Give me just a moment, please. Just a moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. So I want to say thank you for letting me place you on that brief hold while I get your account taken care of. So now I do have that cancellation number ready for you. Just let me know when you're ready for me to give it to you, please.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that would be C as in Charlie, the number 9. Excuse me, B as in boy, the number 7. The number 5, the number 8, the number 8, B as in boy, 0, the number 6, A as in apple.
So C9, B7, 588, B06A.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And is that for both of them or just for
them? That's for both.
Are you going to? Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And thank you for calling customer service support. You have a great day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.